This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
Demonstrations by a small fraction of students on some campuses mean that a large percentage of students who had been expecting to walk across the stage to get their diplomas will not be this month. Those demonstrating students were helped by a significant number of outside protesters who came in to add to the chaos. For today's Family Life News feature, we wanted to get a perspective from an administrator at one of the Christian universities in our area. Today we have the privilege of talking with Dr. Wayne Lewis, the president of a Christian university in the southern tier of New York, Houghton University. Dr. Lewis, welcome back to Family Life.
Thank you, Greg.
All the things we have been hearing in the news these last several weeks about the unrest and the demonstrations on campuses, I don't want to presume, but I'm presuming nothing of any extent like this has been happening at Houghton University this last month.
That is accurate. You know, our students are obviously highly engaged college students. They're watching what's happening in the Middle East. They're watching what's happening on campuses here. And so they're completely engaged, but we've not experienced anything the likes of which we've seen on college campuses with protests and police needing to get involved. That's a reality that I'm very thankful for.
What is your reaction as a lifelong educator to what's happening on many of these campuses from coast to coast?
You know, my immediate reaction is one of sadness. Sadness to see such ugliness and hatred is having on the lives of Jewish students, first and foremost, but also sadness with the impact that the protests, the demonstrations are having on the life, the learning of all students on campuses. We're seeing commencement canceled, ceremonies that are intended to honor the accomplishments, the achievements of students who worked exceptionally hard. We've seen final exam periods in not the ways that we want to see them end. Students deserve the opportunity to have high-quality learning experiences. In many cases, those experiences have been compromised. In contemplating how we got here, not terribly shocked to see that we've arrived at the place where such ugliness and hostility is on display, even to the place where students are harassed, where campus buildings are damaged. The seeds of this, if we're honest, were planted long ago, and we should have a long time ago been very honest about some of the things we were hearing and seeing on college campuses. No longer subjecting arguments to the type of analysis that we typically subject our arguments to, and instead falling to the place where, depending on the group that a student belongs to, that was a dangerous place for us to get to.
You foresaw that coming. Could you delve into a little bit about how the seeds have been planted over the past, I don't know if you're talking years, I don't know if you're talking decades, that made it possible for these kind of harassment, violent, disrespectful protests have happened?
Yeah, I don't know that I would say decades. I would say certainly over the last few years, the better part of the last decade, I've seen the seeds planted. And as illustration of what I see and where we've come, you've heard, and I've heard as well, people have made the noteworthy point that if this hostility were directed toward African-American students or another group of students that is seen to have appropriately have protections, it would not be tolerated. I think that's true. I say that as an African-American person, an African-American faculty member and leader on a college campus. we unfortunately have gotten to the place where it's not enough just to have hate speech, hostility directed toward any group of people and it be deemed unacceptable. Unfortunately, there's almost a hierarchy that's in place where we determine what the appropriate response should be based on the group it's directed toward. And that's not okay. When we get to the place where a student's identity is a part of the criterion in how we evaluate whether or not it's harassing them is acceptable, we've crossed the line.
We're talking with Dr. Wayne Lewis of Houghton University. What does a school like yours do to handle or encourage free speech, protests, groups that make demonstrations, social activism? What is the proper role of that on your campus?
College campuses, I believe, are supposed to be dynamic places where people come with different perspectives and ideas. And in particular, as we think about students, young people who are exploring ideas and perspectives at a really exciting time in their lives. I was certainly one of those college students trying to figure out exactly what you feel about certain things and those perspectives evolving. With that said, I think college campuses need to be places where students have the freedom and the ability to express themselves, whether that means bringing in speakers with diverse perspectives and ideas or having forums or in some cases even having protests. I think we have a history in the United States of in colleges and universities of allowing students, I believe, a pretty wide berth in terms of organizing and having protests on campuses. But there have to be parameters around what's permitted. Protests or anything else that gets in the way of colleges and universities doing what we're there to do is problematic. And as university administrators, we have to take measures to make sure that the operation, the mission of the institution is carried out, even as we allow students the opportunity to voice dissent, to have protests in some cases. The other thing is protest and the opportunity to exercise your free speech is not the same as using hate speech, as harassment, as intimidation. As university administrators, and I'll be even more specific and say as university presidents, we have to be absolutely clear and firm about where those lines are. And we have to be willing to respond when those lines are crossed, regardless of who's crossing the line, regardless of the argument that they're making and whether that argument is one that we align with personally or ideologically. Crossing the line to harass people, to intimidate people, can never be acceptable. It's not something that we negotiate about. You just can't allow it.
President Wayne Lewis of Houghton University, a Christian campus in New York's Southern Tier. I'm Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.